revivals, that type of thing, Lord, funerals. God, do bless him. In the name of the Lord. And God, do bless our service next week, Lord. We have a 50-year celebration service, God. We want to praise you and thank you for it, Lord. Every year, God, every week, every service, God, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for the little church, God. Keeping us going, being the offer, Lord, God, of Grace Chapel Church. God, we do praise you this morning, Lord. Wanda, she's at a rest home this morning. May, she's at a rest home this morning, Lord. Do bless her, help her, thank her. Richie, his mom and daddy, Sister Edna, she raised her hand, Lord. God, Cecil Paul, God, set it on her, keep it over, Lord. Bless him and help him, God. Help him, Lord, this morning, God. Give him a touch, Lord. In Jesus' name. God, bless all of us to stay safe, Lord. God, sustain from this virus, in this world, Lord. Help us this morning. Pray is the good Lord. Pray is the good Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning, God. Lord, we thank you this morning for being more than able, God. Lord, we thank you for being an all-powerful God. Lord, we thank you this morning for every promise. God, we thank you this morning for every blessing, every touch, God. Lord, we thank you for every word, everything that you've said and done. God, we pray that you'll bless these prayer calls, Lord. God, send a special touch, Lord. God, we know there's needs that need to be met, Lord. Pray, God, that you'll meet them. God, pray, God, that you'll see that need, Lord. Do it in a way to where your name will be recognized, God. Do it in a way to where your name will be glorified and praised and recognized, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. That's all he's going to bless you with. So be satisfied with what God gives you. And if you need $50,000, he can supply that too. Praise the Lord. Ain't nothing too big for God this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
I am on the upward road.
said he would lead me to a safe over the sea. Praise the Lord. When we first got that little ocean boat back years ago, I was just going to try it out, you know, a little bit while we're down there, me and Sister Pam. Sister Peggy, them swells was about 8 foot high, it looked like. And they wasn't chopping waves, they were just swells, about 8 foot tall. So I went around that corner and I hit that first swell, that boat went up and come down. Pam said, "Oh my God, you ain't killing me!" And she jumped out there in the little cabin, and I know she probably won't be telling everything. But she jumped out in that little section over there, and she got that life jacket, put it on, and up by that time, another swell come up. "You gonna kill us out here, son?" she said. And I took the boat and hit the gas a little bit and turned around between the swells, and that next swell just pushed us right back in, you know. I said, "I was just trying out the boat to see how it would feel with these swells, you know. I wouldn't have done it if it had been chopping, big chopping waves. I wouldn't have tried it, but it was just like that, you know." Maybe I was trying to lead her safe over the sea. Praise the Lord. She couldn't quite see it like I seen it. I was just trying to see how the boat felt. We were right there. We wasn't nowhere right here to there from land over there. I mean, we were just right there where you go out into the ocean. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sometimes the waves feel a little bit bigger. I know sometimes I say things and I don't really explain it a whole lot. I look for you to read between the lines a lot of times. But sometimes the swells feel a little bigger than we want them to be, Sister B. Sometimes we want the waves to calm down some. We want that life jacket, you know. Praise the Lord. We want everything calm and smooth sailing. But the Lord said He would make the sea still for us. If we need to, gonna say He's got to do us, say, "Peace, be still." And then waves will have to go, Sister Pam. Praise the Lord. When Pam said, "You ain't killing me," and she jumped down there and got that life jacket, I said, "Lord, I better turn this thing around." I was saying, "Peace, be still." I was turning it around for Sister Pam. But there's times we want that security, you know. Holla out. Holla out.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't holler enough. Sometimes we look for things and we ain't prayed not one time. We ain't called on the name of the Lord not one time. And then we expect results. God, where you been? He said, "Where have you been? Lord, why didn't you fix this?
Why didn't you ask me?"
Praise the Lord. Sister Lisa, sometimes we look for God to do something and we ain't done nothing.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you one of the biggest things the church is lacking today, and that's looking to the Lord. Amen. They got to have the ball teams. They got to have the recreation. They got to have the entertainment. They got to have everything that they can get. They got it out back. They got it in the front. They got it on the sides and everything else. And then they say, "Where's God at?" And He ain't nowhere in the program. You walk in the front door, 10:05, we're going to do this. Here's your program guide. 10:05, we're going to do this. 10:10, we're going to do that. 10:20, we're going to do this. And at 10:30, we're going to do that. Well, what's God going to do? Praise the Lord. Leave God out of everything, even the church service. Praise the Lord. They can't write God down in there because God ain't in it. Praise the Lord. He said He put across the front door. God has departed. Praise the Lord. if anybody has to leave, don't let it be the Lord. I don't want you to go nowhere. Stay with us. I want to stay. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go out of this world with no coronavirus. I don't need a testimony. We lost nobody. Be careful. But I tell you, if I got to go, Sister Peg, I want to go with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Whatever the reason, whatever the definition, whatever it may be, let me leave with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let it be the same way for you. Praise the Lord. Don't let it be carelessness. Don't let it be carelessness and foolishness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I did get an amen or two. I ain't charging y'all nothing for this. The Lord didn't charge me nothing. That's the Lord. People will give it to me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, God give you something, you got it. Hold on to him. Praise the Lord. Call on him when you need help. If it takes the man of God or the woman of God praying and helping, you call on them too. Boy, Pam hollered. She let me know she wasn't going through the waves like that. But if she hollered now, she didn't have, I didn't say what you say. I didn't hear you. Oh, she said, "You ain't killing me." I took the boat. That's how the Lord will do it. The Lord will turn things around for you if you trust in Him to call on Him. Amen. He's got a lifeline He can throw you today, give you 15 more years like He did me, and then throw another lifeline and give you 15 more. Praise the Lord. I don't feel like I'm on borrowed time this morning. I feel like I'm on His time. Amen. It sure ain't my time. Praise the Lord. If it was my time, it'd be the wrong time. Amen. Let's be on the Lord's time. What page you got, Sister Pam?
I sang that book. It's one of Sister
Lisa
wanted to sing.
Okay. I'm going to take a little time to get this song here started. If y'all got something you want to give. Praise the Lord.
There is
oh,
every moment and every second, you'll be rewarded when you meet the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. To forever be with the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Bible says.
Oh! Praise the Lord. So I had to go back last week, and I had to lay on my back for 3 hours. Took another test. So I got to go back this week, and they're going to tell me what the results are. But I'm not looking for nothing else.
No, that's right.
I'm not looking for nothing else. My nerves are pretty good. Sometimes they get bad, don't they, Amy? Amy knows my nerves is kind of bad sometimes.
Mine too.
You play by yourself, and you're scared that every little noise you make, somebody's coming in on you.
I know.
And I hadn't told Pam or nobody, but I was on the front porch yesterday, and I had heard a noise the night a few nights before, a rattling on the back porch. And so I let my dog in. He's about that tall. Good watchdog. You come near me, he'll bite you.
Yeah, he will.
If you get on him right away. He's a good watchdog. And so I heard something on the front porch, so I didn't know what to do. But I went yesterday, just a voice spoke to me and said, go look at your window. So I went to the window in the bedroom I sleep in, Sister Lisa. In my window, the screen had been pulled away from the facing, and they had to, somebody knew what they were doing. Nobody knew it was a long screwdriver in that flower pot I had set on porch. They took the screwdriver and bent my window all the way across the bottom, trying to get to my window. And I know God put a hedge around my house. They might have torn that window up, but Brother Dalton, they didn't get in there where I was at.
That's right.
Because God protected me.
Yeah.
Then I saw, when I was in the shape of it, I was in seeing things, a man's head come in the window, his whole body. And I know. I've seen. He lives right there close to the house. He don't know more, but he used to. He's moved now. And he, his head come in the window. I was ironing some clothes. And I said, what are you doing in my window? He said, just wait. So I went in the room. I said, I'll fix you. I went in there and I got my .38 pistol. I said, you come on in here. You get what you're asking for. I never did see him no more. Never did mess around there no more. But you don't never know who's around when you're by yourself. And everybody around there knows I live by myself. But I know one thing, God's with me. And if my head is still around there, and someone said, you probably going to get that Kobe. I said, what'd you say? I said, not me. I said, I know I'm not too good to get it, but I know God's got his hands on me. I went and I took the anointing oil and I anointed over top of the face of my door. I anointed the knobs on my porch as you come up the steps, and I went to the back and done the same thing.
Yeah.
And he said when they put, you know, spread the blood across the thing, that he'd pass over. But if the blood wasn't spread, that he would take them.
That's right.
So I got my house covered by the grace of God. Praise God.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm going to keep it that way, Brother Dawson. Right. And when you're right. Amy get married, y'all will help.
Yeah.
Now, ain't that nice? I like that old boy sitting there.
Yeah.
He's good to me. And he is too. I wouldn't ask for no better. Don't pray for me. It may take up
so
much time now.
That's all right. Thank Lord.
Yeah, thank
Lord.
I'm about to mow my yard. And don't charge me a time.
Thank you,
Lord. I love him. He knows I love him. When I get able, I'm going to fix him a pan of biscuits. And then he's going to eat every one of them.
Got it.
I tell you, I feel like we've been having church right here the last 4 years.
Yes.
We ain't got through a lot of pulling and a lot of pride. It's a lot of hell. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is real, eh? Amen. The help from God that you get, it don't get no better, I tell you. It don't get no better. When God helps you, it don't get no better. That's just the
Lord.
And if God fixes things, that ain't nobody else fixed it but God. Praise the Lord. They can take credit for it if they want to, but you thank God for it.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That man down there at McLeod Hospital in Florence, he got that charity, what was that? He got that bill to pay that $122,000 bill I had down there. I was thanking the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I was praising the Lord. Amen. God can use a sinner just like he can use a saint.
Yes.
Don't tell me he can't. He can. Amen. Do you think the devil was asking permission for when it come to Job? He was talking to the Lord. He said, I can't touch him. He said, you got to hedge around him. He said, I can't even get to him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's good, eh?
Yes, all the time.
Amen. God is good this morning, praise the Lord. I feel like I've got a refilling, a refueling, and a refinishing this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I feel like I've been finished a little bit all over again. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the blessings. Amen. And testifying and confessing too. Amen. It don't get much better than that. Sister King. I hate to tell everything, but I looked back there a while ago and little Leah had her hands up and was wiping her eyes too. I can tell you something. I can't help but to feel like we've been having a little bit of church right here this morning. Praise the Lord. This is what church is all about. Amen. Meeting with God and God meeting with you. Amen. Read that dedication service that Solomon wrote. You'll see what I'm talking about. Now, he put down some words in that dedication. I've been thinking about that this morning, yesterday, and today. What else? Some good reading that Solomon wrote. That dedication to the temple he built off Jerusalem. Now, that was some good reading. But let's keep it going. I felt like the Lord was going to kind of strengthen us and help us a little bit before that 50-year celebration gets here.
Yeah.
Amen. I feel like I'm getting some help this morning. Amen. I feel like I'm being renewed a little bit this morning. The Bible talks about renewing. I feel like I've been a little bit renewed and a little bit refreshed this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. It makes me feel like going on with the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. It makes me feel like going on, see what God got for me this afternoon. And if I make it to tomorrow, I want to see what He's got for me then too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's keep going on with the Lord. Amen. See what God's got for us on the other side. He's promised us life eternal. Has anybody forgot about that? Praise the Lord. I tell you, one of these days, we're going to receive that gift, life everlasting. Amen. We talk about it, look forward. And one of these days, it's going to come to pass. It's going to be a reality after a while. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's do our birthdays and anniversaries. Maybe we'll pick back up on Sunday school next week. If we don't, we'll have us another worship service. Lord willing. Lord can do more in 5 minutes than I can do in 5 years anyway. That's right. That's right. Let's don't schedule the Lord out of it. Let's schedule Him right in it. Amen. Anybody got a birthday this week?
Chase,
And when she's growing boys that big, she's getting tall. I remember when I used to have to take that jug and hold it down there for her, you know. Now she's up here looking down in that jug. That little Emma, she's been a blessing. Who's that for?
Andre.
Peggy, she's 81.
My son's 33 and Nicole is 18.
18. 18.
And
who else?
Carmen.
Carmen. Carmen's 41. Nan's 18 now. And Lisa, you got a son that's 33?
33. I was telling him
it's
32.
I said, no, Mama, 32. Chase. Any? Are there any anniversaries? Anybody got an anniversary? All right, let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to you. Be happy.
It is. Praise the Lord. I know it. I know you're supposed to do a whole lot of wishful thinking, but I wouldn't care if I had one just like each one of them. Pam, she might not want to go along with that. But praise the Lord for those children. Emily, you going to sing for us, man? You got a little song you sing for us? You want to come and help her, Leah? Huh?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to record belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Said for years that she was a little blessing. Y'all keep praying for these children. Amen. Keep praying for them. Keep testifying and witnessing to them. Keep telling them about Jesus. You know what they're going to hear out there in the world, don't you? You better keep telling them about the Lord. Amen. The world out there ain't holding back their tongue, I can tell you that. You better not hold yours. Better let them know about the Lord. Let them know that Jesus is real.
Yes.
And He is real in your soul.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Don't it feel real?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It sure has felt real around here this morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God don't change.
No.
Praise the Lord. I know everything else look like in this world changes. The church world, including the church world. But God's church don't change, folks. They still believe in the commandments of God. They still believe in the Word of God. And they still trust in God.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You got some of them out there go to church. They might be there for 3 services before they hear Jesus mentioned one time. I'm just imagining this. But when Sister Fanny used to come and preach, when she'd get up the pulpit, you'd hear Jesus 50 times. Praise the Lord. She didn't forget Jesus in nothing she said or done. Amen. But I'm trying not to say too much. I want to hold some of this for next week's service. That
50-year celebration service. Amen. I can't hardly wait till we get there. I've been looking for it for a while now. Since last year, y'all know I started talking about it. This virus and all has kind of hampered a lot of things. But it ain't got to hamper us. Amen. We can go on. Praise the Lord. We can go on and see Jesus one of these days. I tell you to be safe and not go over yonder, not go down there and over there. This stuff is eating up a lot of your churches. You know why? They're senseless. Careless. Thoughtless. Amen. The Lord give you wisdom. He give you a brain to use, didn't He? He expects you to use it. I mean, I might get it for next week. I don't know. But I ain't going out there looking for it. If they tell me a hurricane's coming into South Carolina down at Myrtle Beach, do I go down there and meet it? 175 mile an hour winds, here I am. That's foolish. It's foolish. It's foolish. Praise the Lord. Let's try to obey God. Come on, sister. God, pray for me.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, when heirs, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Read 16 again. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now the last place of Scripture is Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Read that once more. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Sister Abby, the Lord is our Father,
right?
It's your Father. Now, when you were conceived, you had a mother and a father.
Right.
And DNA approved, Daddy, your mother and your father.
Right.
You've got a blood type, that blood in your veins, Sister Dina, proves who is your parents.
Right.
Okay. Now, sometimes you can't always see the blood. Like if I look at Brother Dalton, I don't see no blood anywhere. You know, I can't see no blood. But after a while, you start picking out facial features.
Yeah.
Oh, you got eyes maybe like your daddy.
Yeah.
Got a skin tone like your mama.
Yeah.
After a while, Sister Dana, you start looking like your parents.
Right.
Right, Tony? So at first it starts off as just blood. And really with babies, you really sometimes can't tell who they look like.
Right.
It's just a baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes the same way, they might have the mama's nose, they might have the daddy's eyes, but for the most part, Sister Dana, you're just going by DNA.
Yeah.
I know that's mine because it's blood.
Yeah.
I can't see the blood, but I believe the blood's there, and I believe they mine because of the blood.
Right?
Then after a while, Sister Lisa, they start looking like you, and talking like you, and acting like you.
Yeah.
I have fur babies. They don't look or act like me. Right? Mama says to act like me. She says all my children are bad. They're not. They're just mischievous. They're not bad. And I whip them like you whip your children. I whip my children. I whip fish. When I had fish, they would bite each other. And I would put my hand in there and whip their fins like this. And Brother Dalton said, you know, they got a 2-second memory. And they don't remember you whipping them, but I'll whip them in. Spare rods full of fish. Right? Sister Dana, you take him at his word.
Yeah.
But Sister, you know that's your children because of the blood.
Right.
And then you, after a while, Mama, you get proof that that's your child.
Right.
Well, Sister Abby, that's the same way we're supposed to be with the Lord.
Right.
When you got saved, you got a blood transfusion.
Right.
All the bad blood run out one side, and all the good blood come in the other side. And you wasn't a child of Satan anymore, or a child of the world anymore. And after a while, it's not only cause of blood, but you start looking like it, and you start talking like it. And Sister Abby, just like a child depends on his parents, you start depending on it and looking to it. When them waves is too high, when that valley's too low, when the mountain's too hard, you start depending on your father. Yeah, he said, that song said I ran to it just like a little kid running to my daddy because he got too much. I had too much going on, and I knew where I could find some help. Before the throne of grace. You know what I've been doing this weekend? I've been going boldly before the throne of grace, asking God to make that teacher apologize. Do you know why? Because she hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
It might sound simple, Brother Tony, but she hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And extra bill. Pray about it. It might be somebody hurts your feelings. You can pray about it.
Yeah.
Did you know you can go to God about anything?
Yeah.
It's just a little oral reprimandation in my folder, but my God, I don't want it there.
It really is. It don't have to be a big deal.
call me back.
Right.
Sister Ethel, it don't matter what you call on him for. You can talk to him about anything.
Yeah.
That's your father. That's like a parent, sister. That is your parent.
Yeah.
And whatever you need, they're always supposed to be there. Always supposed to look after you. If you're 50 years old, Sister B, your son's born that night to get 50 years old. And if they needed you, Mama be right there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It don't matter where. Grandma Peggy, I know Mama knows you're 50 and you don't mind telling. If Mama needs you right now, you be running right over there.
Yeah.
Cable was here and needed you, be right there. It don't matter how old they get. The man's got 18. And that's supposed to be our mark. Ooh, we're grown at 18.
Let me tell you something.
When they mean it about them bills, they mean it about them bills. There ain't nothing wrong about being grown.
Right.
Ain't nothing fun about it. When I lived at Mama's and Daddy's, I just gave Mama money.
Right.
Whatever would need to be paid or whatever, she just took. I didn't know how to pay bills. The first time I had to talk with Spectrum, I like to die. I was wanting him to phone Mama so bad, and she said, it's in your name. I was like, it's in your name too. Your last name's Wilkins. I just wanted to have here. Somebody help me. And I'm 24 years old, just wanting to go here. You know, growing dumb. Nothing fun about being grown. But I tell you, Sister Juana, it don't matter what you face. You can talk to him about anything. Anything. We join there through Christ.
Yeah,
he loves us as much as he loves anything or anybody. Sister. And he said David was a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
And we are too. He loves us too, or he wouldn't send his son to die. Now I appreciate the Lord this morning. And I certainly appreciate the church. Y'all be praying for me about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pray that the Lord will lift me up and keep me lifted up and not let me. Because he gave me an humble spirit Thursday, and I cried the whole time she was talking to me. Because that's just, you know, it is, and when you get in trouble for something you did that was wrong, that's one thing. I don't mind being critiqued if I've done something wrong, but when I've not done nothing wrong, and you're getting fussed at me, she said, I went home and prayed about it. I said, to who? I might have not been helping myself, but I was like, to who? To who? I was just, to who? She said, I had to do it. And I was like, no, you didn't. I mean, you know,
why'd you have to do it?
But y'all keep me in your prayers with that part, because I'm hoping it's not going to get any worse tomorrow about anything, but I know that's where the Lord wants me to be, and I've just got to have some strength to make it there. But I appreciate the Lord. I hope that we've encouraged you this morning. And I certainly love the church and love y'all. And y'all keep praying for me.
You certainly have to keep praying, though. Keep your trust and your faith and your confidence in God. Don't look for this world to treat you right and pat you on the back, give you an A+. Don't look for this world to give you a big A+. Amen. Look for Jesus. Amen. He can make the way when there ain't no way. Amen. Ain't God good to us? Praise the Lord. Does anybody feel like to be in the church beside me?
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, that Sister Pam took off one. God, I reckon the rest of us won't run the Lord to get somebody to move. But I'm glad that it testified, cried, and prayed. Confession is good for the soul. I'm glad to hear it, y'all. Sister Ethel talking to us. I tell you, that's how you get your blessing. You praise God. I tell you. The Bible says He inhabits our praise. When you lift Him up, you're getting closer to God. When you draw to Him, He's drawing to you. There ain't no other way to look at it. That's the way the Bible puts it. Amen. So let's keep pressing forward, y'all. Y'all be praying about next week, next Sunday. Sister B, tell Uncle Willard to come with you. We're going to have a little 50-year celebration among ourselves. And tell him we want him to come. I believe we'll be glad. Everybody be glad to see him. Bring your husband. Bring your children. We'll make an exception next week. But bring a mask for them to wear. We try to be careful with our distancing and our mask and all that. And if you've been around anybody that's got this mess, please don't bring it to us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. We love y'all. We appreciate you. Seems like the service has been such a blessing this week. Y'all come back next Sunday if you can. Is anybody else got anything to say? Anybody? Yeah, praise the Lord. Same area where they lived at, in East Virginia, you see. And it seems like he takes their place coming down, seeing us and all. But with this virus, they're trying to be careful and all. So y'all be careful. God can keep us through this thing. He can keep us through this storm just like any other storm. All right, let's everybody stand and say, let's have us a dismissal prayer. Y'all come back next Sunday. And let's everybody pray and ask God to help us and bless us. Lord, we thank you for the service this morning. And God, we praise you for the spirit that we felt, the songs that we sang and heard, the word, the testimonies, the confessions. God, praise you. Thank you for very much. Lord, bless us all together to come back again at point of time. God, keep us every second. Lord, help us to bless you.
next Sunday morning.